I had this phone call from him, and I was so enthusiastic, I'd have slid down the phone if it had been possible. Anyhow, he said to me, if you are interested, I suggest you make an appointment to see Professor Holford. And this I did. And I don't know, but perhaps I did have an interview with Holford, but I knew at the end of a couple of hours' conversation, but I had a job. And the thing, of course, that they set me to do was to be engineer to this little team who was designing Stevenage. Gordon Stevenson was the leader, and Peter Shepherd was my architect opposite number. Yeah. So Peter and I created the plan for Stevenage. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that original plan that we made in 46 and you look at the town of today, it's only different in detail. Now, that was a very fascinating year for me. Mm. I started on the 1st of January 46, and I was immensely conscious of the fact that in 1914, I think it was, Lloyd George had given a talk in London, mm-hmm. amongst which he said, "And what is our purpose?" Mm-hmm. And he then answered his own rhetorical question, was to create a land fit for heroes mm-hmm. to live in. Well, I lived through the bit after that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't enamored of the land that we were made to live in, and I reckoned that perhaps this new town project was really the first decision to honour that state of affairs. Mm. So it put me very much on my mettle to try and create a very safe and convenient and comfortable town for people to live in. Behind all this was my experience of the terrible carnage of wartime. And in my heart, I'd made up my mind that if I could possibly help it, nobody should ever be injured again. So Stevenage sets out, and it set out from its very beginning to be as safe as I could create it.